First of all, I want to thank Cosmo and our cheerleaders. Thank you for distracting everybody as I walked up. We're excited to be here in Frisco, Texas for Big 12 Media Days. And it's an honor for us to be here and for me to represent BYU as its head coach. Well, first of all, I want to express our appreciation to the leadership of the Big 12, Commissioner Yormark and his staff, and everyone that put so much effort into making this an amazing day for our coaches and also for our players. I look forward to answering any questions you guys may have, but before I do that, I want to first also express my appreciation to all the partners, all the schools that are involved in the Big 12 Conference, especially the head coaches. It's amazing when you look at the talent in our teams and our programs, but I look at the head coaches and they're being able to get to know them, and I appreciate their friendship and their kindness to me. It's been really helpful for me being in this conference with them, and I look forward to competing with them on the field. It's an honor for us to compete on the field with them and their programs. And I also want to express our appreciation to our fans of BYU and specifically our student body and our alumni and also the faculty and staff that work at BYU. Also want to recognize our president, C. Shane Reese, and also Keith Warkink, our vice president. And also want to officially welcome our athletic director, Brian Santiago. Brian is in a new role as an athletic director. I've been around him for the last 10 years, and I've seen his leadership and his commitment. He was Tom Homo's right-hand man, and I'm glad and I'm excited to follow his leadership and to work with him, not only in our BYU football program, but also in the athletic department and at the university. Also want to let our players know how much I appreciate them. And we have five young men that are out here representing the team. The difficult part is that I think I could have chosen from about 30 leaders that I think will do a great job speaking here for our program in Media Days. But we have on our offensive side, we have L.J. Martin and Chase, who's a running back, and our receiver, Chase Roberts. On the defensive side, we have linebackers Jack Kelly and Isaiah Glasker, and defensive tackle Keanu Tamivasa. That being said, I want to open up the floor for you guys to ask me any questions and get this thing started. Thank you.
Senator Roy?
Tyler Budge, CF Budge. Coach, in the face of some off-the-field distractions this offseason, you said a little bit ago that every team develops its own identity. In the face of this uncertainty, what identity have you seen start to emerge with your group, or is that something that you don't fully see until the fall?
I think the identity is still a work in progress. I think you have to have a foundation that's set on some principles, and you have to have a mission that you want your program to follow through with. So we have all those in place, but I think there's room for flexibility for our team to find their own identity, and that's usually done with the leaders and the team itself. I would love for me to speak for them, but you have five young men that can do that. And I think as we go throughout the year, we'll start to establish their identity, not only on the field, but off the field. So I'm looking forward to the leadership and there's so much excitement and energy around our program. And that's a big part of what the players and how they conduct themselves.
Again, if you have a question, please raise your hand. Our microphone holders will go to you. We'll go here to center left.
Drake Toll, Locked On Big 12. Coach, losing a senior quarterback, how has the locker room reacted to that, and where is the QB battle set?
Yeah, I think first of all, there's competition in every position. So I think the one that gets the most attention is quarterback in every program. But everybody in our program, everybody has to be competitive, and you have to fight for your spot. And then you have to balance that with loving each other and mentoring and taking care of each other. So that's a fine line that I mentioned before. All the head coaches do a great job at doing that in their programs. I think for me, it's just allowing the guys to compete. In the quarterback room, if you're going to play at BYU, you have to be able to throw the ball. So we have guys that can sling the ball, and they all have different skill sets. The fortunate part for me is I have a coaching staff that was able to keep intact. And so there's always a knowledge of the offense for the guys that are there, and then we have incoming talent that I think could be really special for us. So let's settle it on the field, let them compete, and then I only know one way, and I just play the best guys. That's how it works.
Okay, we have a question here in the center. Third row.
Jason Christensen, The Daily Universe. Good to see you, Coach. With the recent events this last few weeks, there's been a lot of attention to the honor code, and I wanted to hear your thoughts on what it means to you to be at a university that has an honor code and what role it plays for you as a coach and a mentor of these young men.
Yeah, our university is, we're sponsored and affiliated with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So there's a level of expectation, a standard that we ask our student-athletes and our students all together to live by. Every school has their standards. We have ours, too, and our expectations. We have an academic expectation as well. So if young people don't fit the academic criteria, then they don't get in school. So these are just part of the things that you have to be committed to, and we expect our students to live according to what they signed up for.
Okay, we have a question here in the center left.
Scott Erdickson with the AP. Coach, just to be clear, you don't anticipate Jake being a part of the program going forward. Is that correct?
I think right now, I mean, first of all, I love Jake Retzloff. We love Jake Retzloff and appreciate all that he's done for our program. I think it would be inappropriate for me to make a statement in his situation first. I think that's his right. I think it's a private matter that he can speak for himself, and I'm going to give him the opportunity to do that.
Kalani, Jake Hatch, Locked On Podcast Network. Just wanted to ask you, in your opinion, looking ahead to this upcoming season, what's different about this team versus previous iterations of your football program?
We'll figure it out. We'll find out. I mean, my job as a head coach is to make sure that we're playing at our best. Did we do that last year? Not consistently enough for me. And so I've got a lot of things to work on and a lot of things that I've learned from quite a bit. I mean, I'm going into my 10th year as a head coach, and so I'd like to say that I'm kind of older now and hopefully wiser, but I do know one thing. If we're going to make any improvement, it's got to start with me first, and then I think everybody can figure out how to get that much better themselves. And so I'm going to focus on things that I can do, which is control the team and give them an opportunity and a culture and an environment where they can really thrive, whether if they're new and incoming player or if they're someone that's developed in our program throughout the years.
Okay, question, center left.
JT Wissersill, Locked On Utes, Kalani. How has BYU's recruiting really transformed a monster class this year, and what do you think of the individuals you brought in?
I think the key has been just the invite to the Big 12 conference, first of all. When this thing all started, first of all, I got the job. We were an independent team. When I grew up cheering for BYU as a young kid, we were in the WAC, then we went in the Mountain West and went to Independence. So the difference was the change. And first of all, the leadership that Tom Homo had with us as athletic director, he did an amazing job. He's retired now and probably got his toes in the sand right now. But his leadership was amazing. He was able to work with Brian Santiago and his staff and get this program ready to enter a power conference like the Big 12. And so when that opportunity came, when I first got the job, he asked me what we want to get done, and the goal was to play the best that we can, even with an independent schedule, try to get the most the toughest teams on our schedule, and we'll learn from the experiences as we did that throughout the years. And following his leadership, I think it's prepared the entire program and other sports the opportunity to just kind of be prepping for the enter into the Big 12. So when we got invited, that was kind of the change. We're now we're in the Power Conference and thankful to the Big 12 for inviting us into the conference. But we saw things change, not just from resources, but also just it just kind of settled a lot of arguments for people not to come to BYU. So now going to our third year, we feel like we're in a good momentum and got some good things going, but all that had to happen with what Tom Homo did for us in the two decades that he was the AD.
All right, we have time for one final question. Third row.
Hi, Sam Foster, Daily Universe. Just going off that 2026 recruiting class, it's one of the best in BYU history. Now that students they decommit a lot and they transfer a lot more than in previous years, How do you make sure that these students that you're recruiting for 2026 stay with this program, and a lot of them are going to go on missions? How do you make sure that you keep them on board for years to come?
That's my job. I have to do a great job at creating an environment that they want to be a part of, and a lot of that is understanding them and creating an environment where they want to be focused on getting a degree. I think the transferring quite a bit is you lose credits, and you got to get the focus right back on the students getting and earning a degree. And so that's what we're going to focus on, and I want to develop them in a lot of different ways. A lot of the young men that are coming back into our program through the transfer portal, we recruited the first time. So I'd like to get it right the first time. It seems like we're doing better now than we did before. So let's just try to do that and hang on to them. I'd rather do it that way and get it right. And that's on me. If I'm not able to retain them, then that's my fault. Appreciate all you guys. Thank you, sports media, for all you do for our game. College football is in a really good spot, and a lot of you guys have to do for that. Thank you.